Juan Felipe Herrera would sing Elvis Presley songs on his school playground in the mid-1950s, but the future U.S. Poet Laureate was extremely shy in class. Then his third-grade teacher in the Logan Heights barrio of San Diego did something that has reverberated throughout his life.
Mrs. Sampson used to play gospel songs in class, which were amazing. And then she kind of looked at me one day and she goes, John, I want you to come up in front of class. You want me to go? Remember? I'm a back row guy, Mrs. Sampson. Come on, John. I'll be right here with you. And that was what I felt, that she was going to be right next to me, and she was. So I walked up to the front of class and faced the audience, turned around. I'd never spoken at all in first, second, or third grade. It had been very difficult speaking only Spanish. Okay, you ready? I want you to sing a song. So I sang Three Blind Mice. Three blind mice, three blind mice, see how they run. And she turned around and said, you have a beautiful voice. And that changed my life. Now that's what I'm doing, you know? That's why I'm here. And that's what I do everywhere I go. That's my mission, is to let everyone know that you have a beautiful voice. Mrs. Sampson gave me those words. And she's 95 years old now. And she came to the Library of Congress when I was being inaugurated as a poet laureate of the United States. And I said, this is Mrs. Sampson, folks. And let's give her a big mano, because she made the big difference in my life. She just turned me around and pushed me towards voice life and poetry life and giving life to give others. It's not an ugly voice. It's not a bad voice. It's not an incomplete voice. It's not a shameful voice. It's not a fearful voice. It's not a fenced-in, bordered-out voice. It's not a bad voice. It's a beautiful voice. And that's what you all have.
Juan Felipe Herrera, who became in 2015 the first Hispanic appointed as a U.S. Poet Laureate by the Library of Congress. I'm Angela Elam for New Letters on the Air, a production of New Letters Magazine at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. And today we'll hear this California-born writer who has well over two dozen books of fiction and poetry for children and adults, as well as plays and musicals. He also has awards and honors too numerous to mention. So instead, we'll listen to part of a reading that traces his work from the beginning, recorded at the Kansas City Public Library for the Writer's Place inaugural William H. Hickok Reading Series in 2016. Here's Juan Felipe Herrera with the title poem from his very first book.
Let's begin with Rebosos of Love, 1970. Those days when we were all tie-dyed, incensed out. And we all wanted to grab those roots words from Aztec land, Aztec country as well. And we kind of put them all together in this manner. Freestyle and free flow. Let us gather in a flourishing way with sun, loose grains, abriendo los cantos, opening the cantos, the songs, que cargamos cada día, that we carry every day, en el young pasto, on that fresh grass blade de nuestro cuerpo, of our bodies, para regalar, to give, y dar, to give away, feliz, happy, happiness, perlas, pearls, of corn flowing, árboles de vida, of corn flowing, trees of life. Let us gather in a flourishing way. Contentos, filled with joy, llenos, full, de fuerza, of strength, to vida, to life, giving nacimientos, giving rebirth, giving beginnings. Fragrant rios, fragrant rivers, dulces, sweet, frescos, filled with freshness, turquoise, verdes, green and turquoise and strong, carne de nuestras hijas, flesh of our daughters and flesh of our sons and nuestros hijos, rainbows, let us gather in a flourishing way, en la luz, in the light, en la carne, in the flesh of our heart, to toil, tranquilos, calm, filled with tranquility, in fields of blossoms, juntos, together, to stretch los brazos, to stretch and embrace with our arms, En la mañana, in the morning star, temprana, early star on our forehead. Cielo de calor, heaven of heat and wisdom to meet us where we toil, siempre, always in the garden of our struggle and joy. Let us offer our hearts a saludar, to salute and celebrate our águila, our eagle rising freedom. A celebrar, to celebrate again, woven brazos, woven arms and branches, piedras and stones and nopales and cacti and plumas and feathers, piercing and bursting, figs and aguacates and avocados, ripe butterfly fields, ripe mariposa fields, and mares and clear seas of our face. To breathe, todos, to breathe, all of us, en el camino, on this road, blessing, seeds to give, to grow, that sacred city of corn, Maislan, en las manos, in the hands, de nuestro amor, of our love. Early days, early days. Weren't those cool bell-bottom years, weren't they cool? Jimi Hendrix years, Janis Joplin years, Fillmore West, then Steve Miller Band, and Grateful Dead all in one. Those were also sweat lodge years. You get up really early, right, before the dawn comes, and you heat up those sacred stones that only certain people could heat up, and then you're ready to enter the sweat lodge. And of course, you're not wearing any clothes, you know, just your original clothes. And then you enter, and it's very hot, and it's dark, and you sit in a circle. And then the stones get brought in, and then there's water put on them by the sweat lodge leader. And then there's sage, and that begins to steam. And then people begin to tell their story and begin to heal our hearts. Vámonos a la kiva. Let's go to the kiva, to the sweat lodge, casa libre, freedom house, taza llena, full cup, with our blood, with our love, jarro, claro, clear, clear vessel. Let us go in la kiva, casa de pechos abiertos, wide, house of breast open, wide, to meet y regalarnos la luz, to meet and give each other the light. To ayer soles we must die, to yesterday's suns we must die, the hueso, sons of bone, yesterday, cuerpos, bodies of yesterday. Of hungers to pain and thirst to sorrow, waterfalls, con el caldo with that sweet juice of wisdom, in radiant gourds, jicaras, gourds, gourds, ancient gourds, corazones, hearts of blood, de sangre. Vámonos, let us go a pintar murals, murales, en el cielo and the heavens to sing from our wombs, nourishing mundos, nourishing worlds, nuevos, new worlds, so prophesied. Vámonos, let us go. Vámonos, yes, let us go. Vámonos to sow with looms and chaquita beads, wilted, broken pueblos, flores, flowers, to jardines. Wilted, broken pueblos, to gardens. Wilted, broken pueblos, to jardines. Yes, wilted, broken pueblos. Y paraíso, in paradise, here, aquí, a guisar, to fry, to season the fires. Glowing new mañanitas, glowing new mañanitas today. To dawn, a nacernos, to rebirth ourselves, to feel, to know, and drink el cuerpo nuestro, our body. Hermoso, our body, beautiful, our body. Hermosa, our body, beautiful, to sculpt y sudar and sweat worlds, mundos, kiva, sweat lodge, rebozo, shawl, redondo, round, lucero, light del pueblo, of the people.
Let's go to the sweat lodge and rebozos of love. Early poems that were also included in Juan Felipe Herrera's book, Half the World in Light, winner of the 2008 National Book Critics Circle Award. You're listening to a 2016 reading by the U.S. Poet Laureate at the Kansas City Public Library as New Letters on the Air continues with some of his work for young people from his book, Laughing Out Loud, I Fly, Poems in English and Spanish, awarded the Pura Belpre honor, one of several he's received from the American Library Association.
Laughing Out Loud, I Fly was a lot of fun because I tried the Picasso style of writing, and Picasso just puts things on poems. If you've seen his book, A Hunk of Skin, cuando Picasso escribe cosas, solamente cosas, just things. So you could say books, microphone, brown, cinnamon, water. That's a Picasso poem. That's a Picasso poem. It's just like his paintings, you know, they're things. So I really like that style. So this is part of this collection. I just wanted to have fun and write words, just throw them on paper. I just throw words on paper and numbers, because Picasso used numbers. So if Picasso used numbers, then I'm going to use numbers. And he used letters, so I'm going to use letters. So you don't have to have full words. You can just have numbers. Everybody say numbers. And letters,
letters.
And numeros, and letras, and you sprinkle them in, and you roll them around like you're making a salsa, and then you mix them all up, and then you splatter them on the paper, and you keep on splattering them, and you have a poem. So let's do this one, actually. It's called Who Wants to Run With Me? Okay, you guys ready? We're going to do this together. Okay, everybody say presenting.
Presenting.
Presentando.
Presentando.
Who wants to run with me?
¿Quién quiere correr conmigo?
Who wants to run with me?
With beauty.
In the open air.
My wheat shoes.
Or is it my belly button?
A duck.
A curled seashell.
A
Mexican boy.
That shouts.
Aguacate.
Cate, cate.
In my heart.
Cate.
Water rushes by my house.
Then we have old man Don Chon.
And his mustard beard.
Cooking.
Chorizo.
With nopales.
Hanging over.
His sunny fence.
His apple trees.
Quiet.
And a butterfly.
With professor.
Spectacles.
She looks at me.
Sits down to study,
and argues.
My name is Simon.
Don Chon
says,
one,
and two,
and three,
whoever shows up
with a tomato face
wins
the
avocado race.
It can begin with clouds.
It can begin with clouds, how they fray, how they enter, then how they envelop the earth. In a second or two, they vanish. You touch them. They take you. You find yourself in their absence. Sometimes you read them somehow. The separation, the losses, the sky, yes. It is the sky they were talking about. The character for sky. You are there now. You have always been there now, where there is fire and thunder face behind the torn universe. You can see this, how it shreds itself. So you can see this, that is all there is. Then nothing again, then you again, and the clouds come to you and you pass. Notes on the assemblage. Okay, let's do this together too. Okay, here we go. It's a whole different feeling, okay? This is more like staccato. So get ready, get your staccato feeling going. Everybody say staccato. Okay. Notes on the assemblage. Use black and gray and speckled white construction paper. Use stripped, scraped, and perforated construction paper. Use found paper. Use cardboard. Wet and mashed. Overlay an old encyclopedia sheets with images. Something like Kentridge or Delmore Schwartz. Use soap to brush them. Draw with pencil and marker. Draw the soap and noodles. Some stones. Draw with pencil and marker for outline. 11 by 14 sheet. Draw the muddy camp. The bus. The pier. The toilet line. Close-ups too. How we look at each other. What we have on our faces. You can cross thought through it. You can escape into it and out through its holes and gases. Our faces have changed. Can we go back? You can't wash it off, but you can erase it. That was different, wasn't it? You had Kansas City mojo happening. This is a short piece called Jackrabbits, Green Onions, and Witch's Stew. And it was out for children to respond to. And it went up on the web at the Academy of American Poets website. And children wrote in. And when they wrote back, they said, "Wow, what is that?" One of the young children wrote in, "I thought it was in a cartoon. I was flying. And, you know, I thought you were like 16. And then I looked at your photograph." It's true. Jackrabbits, green onions, and witch's stew. Jackrabbits, green onions, and witch's stew. $3 in upside down lemons and you. Dinky planet on a skateboard of dynamite. Oh, what to do? Chili peppers, Mrs. Oops. Dr. What? Mr. Space Station Unscrewed. The Red Book of Vance says you better run. No siree, laughing out loud, blowing my bubblegum sun.
U.S. Poet Laureate Juan Felipe Herrera, reading his piece for children called Jackrabbits, Green Onions, and Witch's Stew, now in his collection Notes on the Assemblage, that was included in several Best of Poetry lists for 2015. We'll finish out today's New Letters on the Air with a long and more serious poem from that book. Again, here's Juan Felipe Herrera.
Sometimes people ask me, "Do you write in Spanish?" I go, "I do, but it's a whole different world. I turn into somebody else." A while ago, I was signing books. We had a good time. And one of you was from Honduras. You mentioned Honduras and you mentioned Latin America. And it's good, you know? It's good to bring up all our nations. It's good. All our colors. It's good. All our cultures. It's good. It's hard, and it's good. And if it wasn't difficult, we wouldn't grow. So this is a poem that mentions Honduras. It's called Border Bus. Such a big issue, and that's why I'm so happy we're in the library where we can read many stories and we can hear our many stories and our many cultures and our many experiences and our many colors and our many languages. So these are women in a border bus that were already arrested because they didn't have papers, and they put in one of those really sharp-looking $70,000 buses going to a holding center in Riverside area, which is where I used to live. And they're talking to each other. It's a true story. Border bus. ¿A dónde vamos? Where are we going? Speak in English or the guard is going to come. ¿A dónde vamos? Where are we going? Speak in English or the guard is going to get us, hermana. ¿Pero qué hicimos? But what do we do? Speak in English, come on. No más unas pocas palabras. I just know a few words. You better figure it out, hermana. The guard is right there. See the bus driver? Tantos días y ni sabíamos para dónde íbamos. So many days and we didn't even know where we were headed. I know where we're going, where we always go. To some detention center, to some fingerprinting hall or cube, some warehouse, warehouse after warehouse. Pero ya nos investigaron, ya cruzamos, ya nos cacharon los federales del bordo, ¿qué más quieren? But they already questioned us, we already crossed over, they already grabbed us, the border patrol, what more do they want? We're on the bus now, that is all. ¿A dónde vamos? Te digo, salí desde Honduras. No teníamos, no hemos comido nada. ¿Y dónde vamos a dormir? Where are we going? I'm telling you, I came from Honduras. We haven't eaten anything. And where are we going to sleep? I don't want to talk about it. Just tell them that you came from nowhere. That I came from nowhere. And we crossed the border from nowhere. And now you and me and everybody else here is on a bus to nowhere. You got it? Pero por eso nos venimos. Para salir de la nada. But that's why we came, to leave all that nothing behind. When the bus stops, there will be more nothing. We're here, hermana. ¿Y esas gentes quiénes son? No quieren que siga el camión. No quieren que sigamos. Están bloqueando el bus. ¿A dónde vamos ahora? Those people, who are they? They don't want the bus to keep going. They don't want us to keep going. Now they're blocking the bus. So where do we go? What? He tardado 47 días para llegar acá. No fue fácil, hermana. 45 días de Honduras con los coyotes, los que se... Bueno, ya sabes lo que les hicieron a las chicas allí mero enfrente de nosotros, pero ¿qué íbamos a hacer? Y los trenes, ¿cómo diré, hermana? Cientos de nosotros como gallinas, como topos en jaulas y verduras pudriéndose en los trenes de miles. ¿Me oyes? De miles. Y se resbalaban de los techos y los desiertos de Arizona, de Texas, sed y hambre, sed y hambre, dos cosas, sed y hambre, día tras día, hermana, y ahora aquí en este camión, y quién sabe a dónde vamos, hermana. Fíjate, vengo desde Brownsville, donde nos amarraron, y ahora en California, pero todavía no entramos y todavía el bordo está por delante. It took me 47 days to get here. It wasn't easy, hermana. 45 days from Honduras. Honduras. With the coyotes, the ones that, well, you know what they did to las chicas. Right there in front of us. So, what were we supposed to do? And the trains. The trains. How can I tell you, hermana? Hundreds of us like chickens, like gophers in cages and vegetables, rotting on trains in thousands, you hear? Me? Of thousands, and they slid from the rooftops in the deserts of Arizona and Texas. Thirst and hunger. Thirst and hunger. Thirst and hunger. Two things. Day after day, hermana. And now, here on the bus, of who knows where we are going, hermana. Listen, I came from Brownsville, where they tied us up. And now, California, but still, we not inside, and still, the border is ahead of us. Ahead of us. I told you to speak in English. Even un poquito. The guard is going to think we're doing something. People are screaming outside. They want to push the bus back. Pero para dónde le damos, hermana? Por eso me vine. Le quebraron las piernas a mi padre. Las pandillas mataron a mi hijo. Solo quiero que estemos juntos. Tantos años, hermana, separados. But where do we go, hermana? That's why I came here. They broke my father's legs. Gangs killed my son. I just want to be together. So many years, hermana, pulled apart. What? Mi madre me dijo que lo más importante es la libertad, la bondad y las buenas acciones con el prójimo. My mother told me that the most important thing is freedom, kindness, and doing good for others. What are you talking about? I told you to be quiet. La libertad viene desde adentro. Ahí reside todo el dolor de todo el mundo. El momento en que purguemos ese dolor de nuestras entrañas, seremos libres. Y en ese momento tenemos que llenarnos de todo el dolor de todos los seres para liberarlos a ellos mismos. Freedom comes from way deep inside. All the pain of the world lives there. The second we cleanse that pain from our guts, we shall be free. And at that moment, we have to fill ourselves up with all the pain of all beings to free them, all of them. The guard is coming. Well, now what? Now what? Maybe they'll take us to another detention center. We'll eat. We'll have a floor, a blanket, toilets, water, and each other for a while. No somos nada y venimos de la nada. Pero esa nada lo es todo si lo nutres de amor. Por eso venceremos. We are nothing and we come from nothing. But that nothing is everything if you feed it with love. That is why we will triumph. We are everything, hermana. We are everything, hermana. Because we come from everything.
Border Bus, from Notes on the Assemblage, published by City Lights in 2015, the year Juan Felipe Herrera became U.S. Poet Laureate. You've been listening to the Writer's Place 2016 William H. Hickok Reading Series at the Kansas City Public Library. For links to today's books, a much earlier New Letters on the Air interview, and to the Library of Congress listing of initiatives by Herrera, who began his second term in September 2016, visit our website, newletters.org. A production of New Letters Magazine at UMKC, today's show was produced with Jamie Walsh, Timothy Larson, and Nick Shea. I'm Angela Elam for New Letters on the Air.